Hey, this is Jay Young with King Operating. Have you ever considered paying less money in taxes? Would you like to do what the wealthy do and invest in oil and gas? Go on our website, kingoperating.com, and get my book about our model, ADD, Acquire, Develop, and Divest, or call our number 214-420-3000 to talk to somebody today about investing in oil and gas and saving money on your taxes.
The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
Hey, everybody, this is Jay Young, and thank you so much for coming into the Jay Young Show today. I've got a great guest for you today, one of the best and the most motivational people that I know on the planet. We're going to talk to you. We're bringing this to you because, hey, today we're talking about coronavirus. You see on the TV, you see what's going on in the world. You know, our best go to the responders out there, the nurses. We've had a friend that went up to from Plano all the way up to New York City. Instead of sitting around and thinking about it, she wanted to get herself in the trenches, you know. So God bless her, and God bless those people that fight every day for us. But anyway, let me start right now talking about Jared Glant. Jared Glant is the number one guy for Grant Cardone Enterprises. He has helped build this company up to where it is today. They've got 3 million, 5 million followers, 3 million on Instagram. I've been listening to these guys. Oh, my gosh. Well, he's gonna tell you all these numbers in a minute, which are just absolutely crazy. And I love to get on his platform. But, you know, Jared, I started listening to Jared and Grant years ago as they do podcasts, and they talk about motivational things and sales strategies. And hey, Jared, come on in. Let's just go ahead and invite you in right now. He's at his home right now in Hollywood, Florida. Hey, Jared, how are you today?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm just so lucky to have you on the show, man. I tell you, Acorn every once in a while, right? For some of us Texas guys.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought I was the one that was fortunate. I got the invite, you know. When I talked to you on the first time I talked to you, you said, I want to have you on my podcast. And I had to take a break for a second because I was like, I got the invitation. I've made the cut. And it's just all jokes aside. It's great to be here. We spoke the first time about a week ago today. You were getting your company signed up for our platform. And I just want to tell you how much I respect and appreciate you making that move, because it's not an easy thing to do right now to double down and invest in your people like that. And so I just want to give you a shout out for stepping into this thing like you did.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And that is one thing I definitely, you know, appreciate, is because, you know, I mean, Jared, I mean, you guys have it all figured out. You've got great content online. This is online sales. Grant Cardone University. It's a great deal. Call me, ask me, or come down below and ask me questions about it. I mean, because this is, I mean, it is a time where you need to really be sharp. And there's nobody better out there than somebody that's done it over and over and over again. And I know you've been with Grant for 10 years plus, and you've seen him go, which we'll talk about in a minute. How did you guys explode? What happened there 10 years ago? And You first started working with Grant, I'm thinking 8 or 9 or something. And then can you kind of go through the process here?
Yeah. So, you know, like, you know, the answer to that question, man, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And, you know, people look at where we're at now and they didn't see, you know, when I started working for Grant in 2010, he didn't have a Facebook fan page. He had a personal Facebook page. It was capped at 5,000 people. We sold the one industry, and that was the only industry that he ever did business with. And, you know, so things were different. When I came to work for Grant Cardone, he wasn't the Grant Cardone that y'all know. He was just a guy who had a handful of videos on this platform called YouTube that I had heard about but never really spent a whole lot of time on. And I saw a video that spoke to me for where I was at, and gave me a message that I needed to hear. And so naturally I was more interested, and you know, given the time, I quickly ran out of content on YouTube. So I thought, well, hell, I had to go work for this guy. And so I just started calling the office every day for about a month and a half until finally somebody talked to me. And then I got invited up to LA for an interview when I was living in San Diego. Went up, interviewed, got the job. Answering phones. Well, it was like a sales slash reception position. There was only, you know, there were only four employees. So it was, you know, much different back then.
Oh my gosh, four employees. And you guys grew to over 150. I know something's happened with the turndown and all that with the what's going on, but
180, man, to go to we were up to 180.
180. Wow. Golly. I mean, that's amazing. I know that it's been a lot of your sales and your sales business, but also the building an apartment business or Cardone Capital with the apartment business that's got over almost $2 billion worth of apartments in it.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And you know, the biggest thing that I thought was, man, because of what you did, you know, what you guys have done, it's, you know, mostly because of being able to raise capital because of the social platforms.
You know, yeah, so, you know, like, you know, we have a saying, money follows attention. So if you want to get more money, get attention. Like Grant, the example that used to get used all the time was the Kardashians. There was never any product there. It was attention. It was eyeballs.
Right.
I think that one may have started on YouTube too, but it was money and eyeballs and attention that they were able to monetize, and they were able to build a brand that got to the point where one of the daughters, the younger daughters, goes out and she builds a $1 billion makeup brand on Instagram. It's insane.
Wow. That's amazing. And I know Grant talks about that. Get somebody's attention. I mean, you got to, hey, you know, you just get their attention and, oh, hey, yeah, I got, have your attention yet. Cause if you don't get the attention and if you don't start that conversation with somebody, then they have to qualify and do all the things that I'm, you know, learning and, you know, a lot of this stuff. You know what's great about the Cardone University, and I hate to kind of go back and forth a little bit, but, you know, I was talking to one of my guys about it the other day, and there's probably 50% of stuff I've heard before, maybe more because I'm older, and I listened to it, you know, in the late 70s and the early 80s with Zig Ziglar listening to a lot of this stuff. But the great thing about it is it's all at your fingertips. So when you're listening, you go, oh, yeah, hey, I've heard this before. And I need to use it, you know, because I haven't used it in years, but it's all at your fingertips. I mean, there's, I don't know how many recordings there are in that whole entire platform that's at your fingertips.
Thousands.
Yeah. My gosh. Yeah. And you can see Grant 10 years ago or 15 years ago when he started this thing. And man, it's amazing that, here we go. But, you know, it's
one piece of an equation, you know, like most people are never properly trained how to sell. They're given basic tactical tips and advice, but they never understand why they're doing what they're doing. And they just, you know, they end up suffering or worse, they end up faring decently thinking that, hey, wow, I'm doing something right. When really, you know, they've settled for much less than they're capable of simply because they don't know, you know?
Yeah. And as salespeople, as we all are in some way or another, you know, we've got to make sure that the more we're selling, the more we want to get out there, the more we've got to make sure we have people's attention. And the more we have to close the deal, close the door, you know, and it's all about the best that we can be. And that's what I love about this thing. Hey, let me ask you this real quick. Jared, I mean, you're in a spot where, man, there's a lot of people that love to be there. You're flying high right now. Well, you're flying high. You're 50,000 foot with Grant and his Gulfstream, but that's a different story. But I mean, you're really doing great right now, but there's still got to be some adversity. So, you know, how have you handled adversity and doubt in your life? Can you kind of talk about that a little bit? Because I know it hasn't always been, you know, the best. And so,
yeah,
somebody like you.
Yeah, it's you know, I've at least I guess I can say I've developed an awareness enough to know that there's lessons to be learned in circumstances, and there's opportunities that come out of adversity. And so, you know, it's just a way that I've developed personally of trying to understand what's happening in front of me rather than getting stuck in what it is. I'm trying to figure out a bigger reason. I'm trying to think, why is this happening to me, or what can come out of this? And I remember when I first moved to LA to go work for Grant, you know, I moved from San Diego to LA. Like, when you grow up in San Diego, LA is like the big city. It's like, you know, it's like if you grew up in upstate New York and you moved to New York City, like it was like a jump to the big city. And I didn't know anybody there. And, you know, I'd never really had a cold call job like that. And so I just remember telling myself, you know, after like 90 days when I was going to quit, like, just go all in right now, man. Leave it all out there. This could be the big opportunity. This could be the big thing. Because the first 3 months were miserable. It was like, I got, you know, two deals the first 3 months, you know. Later, I was getting 30 deals a month, 25 deals a month when I was cranking, you know. So it was like, it just was, it was hard in the beginning, but that's why it's important to have access to something. I didn't have access to Grant like most people think. Like, Grant was dealing with his own issues and stuff that he had going on. You know, the bank that he had a $45 million loan through got collapsed and got bought out, and the bank that came in called the note due on the loan. So, you know, he's got all those things going on. He was officing out of the home. All I was doing was I was answering phones, making cold calls to car dealers, and just latched onto this thing called Cardone University that had videos that made me talk better and made me feel good. So it was like, you know, one day at a time, and then, you know, understanding where my worst case scenario was. And I was like, well, what's the worst case scenario? I'm like, well, shit, you're pretty much at the worst case scenario right now. You're broke. You got debt. You're not making any money. I mean, it ain't going to get much worse than this. You might as well just stick here, because this fella here has figured out how to make a brick of money. So maybe you can learn something from him. And, you know, that was the thing that got me through. I was aware, I was hungry to learn, and I was looking for the opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So knowing that, hey, there's a better place. It's going to happen. It just takes some time. Not everybody's going to just continue going up and up and up like the stock market. I mean, or like the price of oil, if we are in the oil business, which we are. But yeah, it's like a stock. Look at any stock, and it goes up. And then in 1987, you know, when I first became a stockbroker in 1987, man, it just collapsed. And then all of a sudden it goes up, and then it comes down. But you know you're going to be on the other side of it. So I guess it's knowing that you're going to be on the other side of it and taking advantage of opportunities. And I'm sure that's what you and Grant are talking about right now with Cardone Capital is, man, there's going to be some opportunities for apartment buyers in the next 6 months that you probably haven't seen in a long time.
Well, Grant, you know, Grant's, he's, you know, he's got $1 billion worth of debt, you know, like that's not no money. That's a lot of money. You know, obviously he's got, you know, there's asset value that goes into there, but he's, you know, sitting on a brick of cash and sitting on a brick of equity. And he told Fannie and Freddie, he had meetings with them last week. He said, whatever you guys have that's coming back that you hear's up for sale, whatever you got, I want it. Give it all to me. Cause like, you know, like fortunes are made when there's blood on the streets, you know, like when people are freaking out right now. Bill Ackman goes on CNBC 10 days ago and tells everybody the sky's falling, and he had short the market, made $2 billion in 5 days. You know, you know, that's just the game that people play, and you can either choose to hate on it or you can try to play it. And you know, like your job, you got a perfect opportunity that a lot of people would probably look at your working for you as a sales guy and go, oh man, it's risky, it's sales. do you know how much freaking money you can make in that business? Yeah, it's risky, but shit, you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars a year. I mean, that is the game that you're in. That's the game we're in. You know, like, is somebody going to come make 80 grand a year and be 100 grand a year and be super comfortable and have, you know, we wouldn't accept it. Like, we won't accept it. And so, you know, the biggest thing that I see is people out there, they're like, how do I make sense of this whole situation? And you know, I feel so insecure and uncertain right now. I'm like, in my head, I think, man, if you would have just put yourself in a situation 2 years ago where you were stepping into an opportunity that had unlimited upside but required you to get crunched on for 6 months, you'd be in a situation now where you probably have 50 grand, 60 grand, 70 grand put away in the bank. And so many people walk away from sales opportunities where you're selling, you know, commodities, or you're going after big corporate deals and you're making big commission rips on deals. And, you know, like, they have this aversion to those types of roles, but that's how you make money. That's how I made money. That is literally I was going down the road of 150 grand a year is the most I'll ever make. It's going to be a good living. You know, I was doing that. And I just got in a situation where I was like, fuck it. I'm going to take a swing and I'm going to go do something that's outside of my box. And I'm going to go try to make some real freaking money. And I almost quit after 90 days. And I would say that for most people, it's like 6 months, 9 months, maybe 12 months on the long end that you got to go all in on an opportunity like that and just, you know, eat shit. I hope it's okay to curse on this because I'm trying to make
probably not. We probably don't like that language, but we'll try to make an exception for you.
If you
talk to me too much, Jared. I mean,
yeah. If you can go a year and afford and put yourself in a position where you can afford to eat shit, you can keep your overhead really low, but you can get into a company that'll pay you big commissions, and it's ran by a guy or a gal that wants to freaking grow and expand and make money. You know, that is the most secure position you can be in, because once you figure it out, you can actually stop thinking about paying your bills and move into, man, I can build some wealth, which is where I'm at now after 10 years. I'm like, man, I've got millions of dollars invested in apartment buildings. I'm sitting on cash right now. When I need it more than ever, I've got a bunch of cash in the bank. Like I'm in a position now where I'm like, man, once all of this thing starts settling in and people start freaking out, companies start going out of business, I'm in a position to make some freaking moves. And I could have said that last time. I was in debt last time. I was broke last time.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But I mean, God, it's just, what did you read books, or did Grant come over and kick your ass every day and just go, hey dude, come on, let's go. Or what is inside you that just said, man, this, you're right, and I'm going to think about this and just get to the other side. What was there one motivating deal that helped out the most that you could share?
I mean, you know, for me, it was just going all in on, see, for me, Grant's content resonated because it was inspiring and motivational, but it wasn't fluffy. It was a little gritty, but it was backed with tactics. Like, it was tactical information. Like, I could watch something and then go do it and then get a deal. And so, like, I don't need to jump up and down and rub people's backs and, you know, think about, you know, like, I don't need to do that. Just like, dude, tell me what to do and I'll run through the wall. Like,
right.
So for me, the message resonated really well. And so for the first 3 years that I worked for Grant, I literally was brainwashing and immersing myself in the material. You know, there's a program called Rules of Success that most of y'all don't know about, but there's a program called Rules of Success. I listened to that program every single day in my car for 2 years, to work, home from work. I lived in LA at the time. I lived in Brentwood and our office was in Beverly Hills. So when I left for the office in the morning at 5:45, it took me about 11 minutes, 10 minutes to get to the office. Coming home from work, it took about an hour and 15 because of the traffic. And I spent that time going through that program over and over and over and over again on repeat.
Well,
and, you know, people aren't, you know, unless you have parents that are just cut from a different cloth, like they don't teach you that stuff, you know, they don't, you know, and maybe you don't need the inspiration so much. If you came from a little bit of money and your parents told you what to do, you're like, I already know what to do. Well, shit, like I'm trying to figure out what to do. And while I'm trying to figure out what to do, I'm failing all over the place, getting my freaking brains beat in. And so I need some inspiration. Like I need some motivation. And so, you know, for me, that's what I needed. But, you know, I'm not a, you know, I like Tony Robbins and that kind of, you know, his deal. Like I definitely respect the business that he's built and the brand that he's built for himself. But, you know, like going and jumping up and down and all that kind of stuff, that just ain't my thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So just immersing yourself into some great speakers like Grant and learning and just keeping doing it every day over and over and over again.
Yeah. But for me though, it wasn't a lot of people. It was just Grant. Like, like I wasn't interested in reading books about marketing because I didn't have a marketing job. I had a freaking sales job and I wasn't trying to bring in all this different information from all these different sales experts because I worked for one and he had a lot of content. And in order for me to like truly get into like mastery level of that content, dude, you got to go through it over and over and over again. And I'm not a, you know, we're sales guys. We're not doctors and lawyers. So what does that mean?
We're not super
smart. You know, but we just, you know, we can like swing our head up against a brick wall enough times for it to fall through. Like that's what sales guys do. So, you know, for me, it was just like, I want to become great at this one thing and I don't want conflicting information. I want to just, I got to read book three or four times to understand it. Like So for me, it was just like, go through it to where you're not even thinking anymore about it and you're just duplicating the right thing. And so that's how we actually train our people. It's like, you know, we just try to move them into total brainwashing, if you want to call it something crude like that. But, you know, like how do you just get somebody to where they just don't think anymore and they just do the right thing? It's the level of training and repetition that goes into that is so high. And that's why that's why our guys do great. And some of them aren't, you know, they don't have college degrees. They didn't go to school. They're not book smart people. They're not even really street smart people in some cases, but they just came in and they learned how to learn our thing. And they learned how to do what we told them to do. And, you know, they're making 400 grand a year.
Wow. Golly. That's awesome. So, I mean, you always heard the saying or the question, what would you tell a 22-year-old Jared coming out of college, you know, and all that? That's what you would say then when you say, grab something that you can listen to, motivational, go to work, immerse yourself, don't think about all the outside, because you could sit here and watch this TV screen and go out.
The most valuable skill that you can have, if you can get this like grilled in and drilled in and dialed in your early 20s, if you can learn to sell stuff over the phone, you can literally do anything. Anything, like literally anything in life. Like if you spent 5 years in a boiler room, in a finance company, a mortgage company, some type of higher ticket sale where people are making money, like you're enough around enough confidence and swagger and talent and opportunity and seeing people make money. Like if you can get in an environment like that and just like it becomes a part, you will become a part of that environment and it'll give you things in those 5 years or those 7 years or those 8 years or however long you're there that at 28 years old, if you were like, man, I want to go start a business, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to go start a plumbing company. You'd be able to go, boom, I'm going to make personal phone calls to all 500 people in this little area right here. Here's all their phone numbers. I got my call. I got my script. I know how to handle the objections and start slamming phone calls.
Right.
The sale is the hardest part about a business. it's not about an idea. People have a lot of ideas. The sale is the hardest thing about a business, getting somebody to actually give you money. So if you can forget about all the fancy bells and whistles and the Facebook ads and the websites and all that shit, and you can pick up the phone, even if it's a burner phone, and you can make the freaking phone call, if you can do that, you can be successful in any business.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, you're right. I mean, an exchange, right? That exchange of money, because all the other stuff doesn't really matter. It's a matter of, yeah, you know, making sure that you tell the person, hey, this is what we offer you, and then you give me your money, I give you the product. And it's got to be worth more. It's got to be more, have more value. It has to have more value that you're giving them. Like, you know, Grant talks about his $30 book. And, you know, the $30 book was great, but, you know, I made $30,000 off a commission that I learned from that book that, yeah, oh my gosh, you know, so it's got to have more value. And that's right. And you have to close the deal and make sure that you, you know, even if you're selling burner phones. No, I'm just kidding. So let me tell you the story about that. So Jared called me out of the blue. I mean, he just like one day just called me and he picked up the phone. I picked up the phone and I go, it's some Del Mar, California phone number. And I was like, all right, whatever. Del Mar. Okay. Hello. And he goes, hey, Jay. And I go, this is Jared Glenn. Jared, what are you calling me for? I mean, I knew your voice within, I mean, because I listened to so much of you and Grant. You know, I was listening to you, and I know your story. I know all this stuff. And, whoa, wait a minute, this is Jared Glenn. So you called me and talked to me. And then later on, I said, hey, I wanted you to be on the Jay Young Show. You'd be perfect. I'd love to have you on. And I said, is this your cell phone number? And you said, yes. And I said, it's probably a throwaway phone, you know, because you're going to, you know, throw it away after I call. No. But you stood by your word, and everything's great. So That's the funny joke about Jared.
Hey, burner phone.
Yeah, the burner phones, baby. Let's go. Hey, so who's funnier, Grant or Jordan Belfort?
I think Grant is definitely funnier. I haven't watched a whole lot of Jordan like live. Like I don't follow him or his stuff. But Grant is like Grant is a child. Like Grant at 63 years old is like 18. He's 18 years old inside. Like he's so youthful and playful and, you know, like constantly joking. Like things have to be fun for him. If things are not fun for him, they're miserable for everybody else. Like he's got to be having fun.
Yeah. How has he changed or evolved, I guess, in the last 10 years? I mean, I'm not sure how much money he was making 10 years ago, but today, I mean, it's like his net worth or his
– The business was doing about $2.5 million a year when I started. And he probably – I don't know. Maybe he was making, you know – he had some real estate, maybe $3.5 million a year, something like that, $4 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know one deal he pulled on a deal I invested in with him. So I know this deal personally. It was the second deal that I invested in with him. So that would have been 2012. He bought a portfolio in Florida for $56 million. 56 or 54. In 2019, was it last year or 2018? I think it was 2018. Maybe the end of 2018. He refinanced that property and pulled $100 million of equity out, and it was pulled out tax-free. It's a non-taxable event.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And then like this is just so you have an idea of like the money that's involved. He bought a deal in Austin, Texas. He tried to buy it. It was the realtor. He could tell right off the bat the realtor was just asleep at the wheel. He bought this deal in Austin, closed on the deal, never stepped foot on the property, by the way. relisted the deal after he bought it and sold it 30 days later for $2 million more than he paid for it.
Oh, my God.
These deals are all over the – I mean, it's just millions and millions and millions of dollars. Like, it, you know, it's insane.
Wow. So sales – and what's your – you head up the sales department and the Cardone University and the strategies and the sales management, sales training – and all that. So that's gone. I mean, were you guys over $100 million in sales last year?
Just for the whole company, just about.
Okay. So how much has that grown? How much has that business grown in the last 10 years? From $2 million.
From $2 to $100, yeah.
That's amazing. And yeah. Grant's 63. He's 63 now, so he was a little bit younger than I am right now, but that's amazing. I mean, it just takes a tremendous amount of, and it takes good people.
Well, the thing about him, you know, you asked about what's changed. Nothing's changed. He still hustles for deals. Like, that's just, he's a deal guy. Like, in his DNA, he's a deal guy, and he hustles for deals. That is who he is as a person. And so I think that's why we are where we are, is because he's just constantly hustling for deals.
Right. So he doesn't spend as much time in the Cardone University or sales training as much as he does in the real estate side, or does he spend?
He spends most of his time on the promotion side, you know, like he's creating content and he's on social, like he's getting eyeballs, and then the machine handles the rest of the deal in most cases, you know?
Right. Yeah. I was listening to him and Jordan Belfort the other night that was funny, but he was talking about
you tell that Grant like hates him.
Oh my gosh, man!
I told him not to do that. I was like, look, there's no way that you're gonna be able to go in and do that interview, and like he, you know, I just know how he feels about the guy, because Grant, for what anybody else thinks or says or whatever they've read on the internet, he is the most ethical person I know. Like, he would never in a million years cheat on his wife. He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't go out to clubs and party with young girls like most guys with a brick of money that are his age do. You know, like, he would never steal from anybody. He would never cheat anybody. You know, like, he is the most ethical person that I know. And I know that kills him that he did what he did and still has not taken care of the mess that he created. You know, he still owes people money. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And you can tell there's all this tension in the air, obviously. And that was something. And then to talk about the, but Grant said, he said, I raised over $200 million in like 20 months for my real estate. And Belfort was like, what? From a credit or not a credit investor or what? I mean, it's like, couldn't believe there was that, you know, but when you're a good person, you do what you say you're going to do. You hire good people in place to make sure that everything's taken care of from the very beginning to the end. I mean, from, you know, the apartment complex and taking sure that, you know, you value add. The same thing we do in oil and gas. I mean, we do the same model in oil and gas that apartments do. And and you have the good people in place the whole time, man, you can make a ton of money for yourself.
Like, people want to like try to bang on it on, I mean, you know, no secret. There are a lot of haters out there that are not Grant Cardone fans. The most important thing is the majority of employees, not the disgruntled people who have to leave for whatever reason, they get quit or they get fired or whatever. But the majority of the employees love working there, like are committed to the company. Like, you cut, they bleed. Like, the investors in the real estate deals, none of them are out there barking, crying, oh my God, I hate this check that I get every month. And I love the fact that Grant doesn't fee the heck out of the deal. And man, I get a K-1 on this deal. I'm not just buying a REIT or a piece of paper. I'm an actual owner. Like, you know, people hear what they want to hear. And, you know, if people were if they could be objective and come in and make their own decisions rather than listening to all the hype and the noise on the internet, you know, people would see, you know, people still don't see the Grant that I know, you know. They see a marketer, a promoter, you know, they see he is the same person all the time, but we get a different perspective of him that when people say he's a scam or he's this or he's that, like, they don't see the authenticity that we get to see all the time every day. So it's funny, you know. And then I get people, you know, that hit me up, "Oh wow, did you see this or that? How things going over there?" I'm like, "Dude, things are freaking great. If anything ever happened to Grant, like we would be in terrible, like the world would be in terrible shape if Grant went broke." You know, somebody sent me this thing, "Oh, Grant Cardone's going broke." I'm like, "Believe me. I know how much money he's got. I ain't going broke right now, and he's got loads more than me."
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that people want adversity on people and feel good about it. You know, want to be the first to admit it. Or as I saw something today about, you know, the value that's lost on the properties. And there is equity. There is. I mean, it's no secret that there is not everybody's getting through this 100%, or not everything's going up because we're in this great, you know, depression that we're in right now. I would say depression, recession, more than that. But there's trillions are lost in the stock market. Real estate values are going down, and oil prices have come down. But hey, it's a cycle, you know. Yeah. So that's what we do, is we go through cycles. And this is my sixth one that I've seen in my career, you know, in 30 years, that I've seen oil prices go down 50%.
Yeah.
But what happens every time is you pick up good opportunities at this time. That can make you a lot more money in the future. In the next, you know, like the last deal we had, the deal that we sold, we bought in 2015. We sold a third of the asset in 2016 for 131% returns. And that's what you do during these times. People like me that are survivors, that get to the other side, that understand it, that we can make money. And that's what we want to do. And that's what I know you've done. Hey, so what about this Young Hustlers thing? What is Young? I've seen it, and it doesn't really 100%. I'm not a young, so I don't.
Well, really the young thing so. Probably turned you off. The young, you're probably like, "Young? I mean, what are you talking about? My last name? You know, like what's happening?"
I thought it was about me.
No, that podcast was something that we created when we first moved to Miami in 2012 or 2013. Because I didn't think that Grant was getting the younger demographic, and there wasn't anybody talking to the younger demographic the way that he talks to people about money and business and how to be successful in a way that, you know, that didn't feel like it was your dad's country club buddy. So we created that show to kind of reach to the millennial generation. They were getting banged on a whole bunch by the media at that time, the lost generation, blah, blah, blah. And so it was really just like, hey, man, there's a lot of young people out there who want to make money, who want to get paid, who want to hustle, who want to work. And it was like a way for us to bring all of them together. So.
No, it's great, because I know for a year or so, I was listening, anything that came on from Grant, I'd listen to and download it. But it was about apartments. And I'm like, all right, well. I don't want to do apartments. I want to learn more. Motivate me. Help me motivate. And I wasn't into Cardone University yet. Don't know why. Matter of fact, I did sign up for Cardone University for like a year. I don't know. And I never listened.
Yeah.
But my $97, I felt like, man, I'm getting enough stuff. I didn't. But I never knew how to do this. And that's what I wanted to make sure. We talked about this before I joined. I said, man, don't throw me out here on the street. I'm going to sign up, but don't throw me out in the ditch, you know, and, you know, I'm going to sit here with this long drawn out deal that I'm going to be on a contract and I'm not going to use it. So tell me how to use it. And your organization was great. Joe was great. You were great about, you know, not give me a throwaway phone or whatever. And I had a great time, and I really do learn a lot, but that's, I think Grant and you guys were for a while just going through the apartments. Y'all were in the, like, in the fundraising mode for the apartments. Well,
that's, you know, you know, that's something that Grant loves. And so he talks about the things he loves. He loves to educate people about money, and he loves investing in apartments. And so the content that he was creating, I mean, and is still creating, is about that. But we made a move because sales is a sub conversation of a bigger conversation, which is money. And we felt that we were having a narrow conversation that was focused too much on sales when talking about money would open us up and allow us to bring people into the sales conversation.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I know that when the apartments, and I felt what the Young Hustlers did was it really came down and said, okay, hey, there's a lot of young millennials out there, the people that are getting out of high school, college, and the career path, they can't afford to invest in apartments. So let's make sure we don't lose them. And the Young Hustlers was a great, you know, it was a great segue into the Cardone University and keeping those people motivated.
And we still do that show. It's every Thursday at noon. It streams on Facebook. It goes out. We record the podcast. It goes under, it used to have its own podcast, but now it goes under the Cardone Zone. So we still shoot that show, and it's still, you know, one of the more popular shows that we run every week.
Yeah. I know Grant has Grant and Elaine. He has the Young Hustlers. Mm-hmm. You had a sales deal. How many different? If I want to come online, what do you guys have?
Monday is the real estate show. Tuesday is Power Players. Wednesday is the G&E show, which is the show with Elena. Thursdays is Young Hustlers, and Fridays is Cardone Zone.
Wow, dude, that's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys still doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, still doing it, I mean, even though we're all sitting at home right now, and I'm at the office.
Doing remote,
man, it works great. I know that technology is unbelievable, and it just really does help out a lot with everything. Great. Hey, so where do you see opportunities in our country when we come out of this shelter?
The opportunity isn't when we come out. The opportunity is right now. The opportunity is building in disciplines right now that'll allow you to have a head start on people coming out of this. You know, people are hibernating right now. Like, some people don't have sales jobs where, like we're still selling deals every day. I'm still on the phone with guys like you every day trying to get deals. Like, we're still hustling for deals. Like, when we come out of this, nothing's changed for us. We were talking this morning in our meeting. Nothing's changed for us except for where we do what we do. And so, you know, the people that are going to win are going to be the people who can continue to operate as they were before, where they're at now. And they don't have to spool up when this is over and everybody goes back to work. They don't have to get settled back in, that they just hit the ground and they're already running at full speed. And your ability to stay disciplined and do that over a long period of time throughout contractions, disruptions, distractions, you know, all that stuff is ultimately in the long run what puts you ahead of the game from everybody else.
Right. So you're saying, I mean, from a personal standpoint, it's all about you and keeping your mind right. And knowing that we're going to get through this and not
objects in motion stay in motion.
I mean, because he tells people all they need is an excuse, right? They look for excuses out there when they're not successful, and they look for excuses. So how in the world, what can I grab today that makes me look okay or make me look bad or whatever? And I can use that, you know, as a crutch, I guess, is what you call it on your show. So that's awesome. So. That's great. Is there any – what other questions should I ask you? What are some of the best questions that you've had?
You should ask me if somebody who didn't know anything about us and is just hearing this for the first time, where should they get started with us? Great question, Jay. I'm glad you asked. So
I got your cell phone number. Just call me. Yeah. I got your cell number.
Yeah. We have a mentoring program right now that we're doing. It's an 8-week program. We run these throughout the year. And it's an opportunity for people to come in and use Cardone University for education, but also get that week-to-week mentoring that allows everything to kind of be more cohesive, explain topics out, get to see people practically apply it, get to see role play, and ask questions to really like understand how what we're talking about applies specifically to them. And so that program can be signed up right now at grantcardone.com/mentor. Our first call is actually Thursday this week at 8 p.m. So we're getting to the end of the road there. But it's great connection. You get access to a Facebook community with about 1,000 people in it, about how many people are in this cohort or the group. You get to connect with them, people from all around the country, all around the world. Everybody wants to do better. Everybody wants to make money. And the networking is a really, really huge plus in addition to the education.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you're going to have this mentoring program, but you also have the conventions and things. I mean, when we get back to this, the 10X conference. My God, how fun is that 10X conference?
It's fun to do, but, you know, this year we figured out how to do it the right way. It took us a few swings at it, but we figured out how to do it the right way where, you know, we're selling tickets out 45 days, 60 days before the event, which is a big stress relief for the team. You know, we got good talent there. You know, we've just figured a lot of things out. So, you know, that is really fun. You go to 10xgrowthcon.com, reserve your seat for 2021.
Wow. Is it going to be in Vegas again?
Yep.
Las Vegas. Viva, baby. Viva
That's
Las
right.
Vegas. Wow. I saw something last night. You said, how many times do you think Grant and I have been to Vegas? I don't know what how many times. I thought you were going to answer that question somewhere, but I was like,
so many events, so many deals pitched, so many conferences, so many conventions. I mean, you lose count, you know. I've flown in and out of that airport so many times.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it's nicer in Grant's jet than it is on American
That's
or one of those.
That's what I was reflecting on. I was reflecting on all of the trips that we had been at, and I was flying in. I'm like, man, flying in on a $50 million jet with two people in it is a lot better deal.
That's insane. Hey, next time you just call me and I'll be your third. Fly to Miami. I'll drive to Miami and then jump on and go to Vegas. Yeah, I'll catch an Uber from Dallas to wherever. Hey, man, that's awesome. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on, Jared.
That's
everybody's depressed. Everybody's watching TV. Everybody's trying to figure out, oh my gosh, the freaking sky is falling, right? So what you do from now is so important to everybody and getting back on top and knowing that there is a God and there is a life and there is a light at the end of the tunnel, right? I mean, there is, and we're going to get there. And a month from now, where are you going to be? Are you going to be starting all over because you've been depressed for these last 30 days? Or are you already on the street, you know, running because you've been, you know, taking it every day and not just throwing down and getting all depressed. But anyway, I look forward to meeting you in person, next event you got have out, you're going to have in Florida
July.
And whatever. And
July. Yeah. July or boot camp. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. My goal is to be there in July so I can meet you in person so I can become one of you guys, man. I tell you what, it's
make
been
sure
a thrill.
Don't come by yourself. Make sure, like I told you on the phone, make sure you bring somebody.
I know you said that. You said if you're going to come out here and you're going to wish you'd have brought somebody else. And so I am going to bring one person besides my wife. I don't know if I want her to get around Miami or not. I hear there's places you can spend way too much money.
Oh, yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere. That's a beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful place. So I love that. But anyway, I tell you what. I know there's going to be a lot of people that are inspired because of your story, and not only because of what your story and you helping the Cardone go from, you know, a couple of $1 million in sales to, you know, however it is today. I mean, it's just grown so much, and the content.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's the content is just incredible that you get. But you have to learn how to use it, which I didn't do my first 12 months. I didn't know how to use it. I just thought, you know, but we do two segments every day. Joe started us off with one. We do two segments a day And then that would, we always talk about it in our sales
meeting. Role play, buddy. Role play. That's the,
oh
the magic.
Gosh.
The magic. If you can do the role play piece, if you can pull that off, if you got the discipline and the team to do that, that was the single biggest difference maker for our team in getting them to actually apply the content, was drilling and role playing every single day. It goes back to that like brainwashing thing. Like you got to eliminate thought from it. It has to be complete, just no reactive response. It's a game changer.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. Cardone University, Jared Glant, he's on Instagram. He's on Facebook. He's on anything you want. I mean, these guys are great. Hopefully we can ask you to put some of our stuff on your platform so we can, because you guys have it all figured out. I'm learning more. This Frank Kern guy, Frank Kern, is that the guy's name?
Yeah, Frank. Yeah, he's a good dude.
He's helped you. Did Michael Nast, do you know Michael Nast?
Yeah, I know Michael from a while back, yeah.
Yeah, he said that he helped you guys out a long time ago. So Michael's a great guy. He said he helped you out a long time ago with some of your help, and I look forward to hearing more about that from you. And I'll tell you what, just people that – you talk about Cardone, man, there's a huge network of people out there that know him. He wants to touch 7.5 billion people,
yep.
And he wants half of them to hate him. That's kind of funny.
Working
it's just some of the stuff
we're
that
working
he,
on. We're working
oh
on.
Oh my gosh, man! I tell you, it's amazing. But I tell you, Jared, you've been excellent on this show. I do appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you've done. I look forward to meeting you in person, as I said. But special thank you for being on and teaching people that hey, you know what? We're going to get through this, and when we get through this, we're going to be stronger. And we're going to be in a better place because of it. So, Jared, thank you very much for being on.
My pleasure. Thanks
for having me.